Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a very good morning to you here. It is morning as I record this. It's just a little bit after 8 o'clock here on April 10th of 2024, and good morning to you. Good day. I hope you're having a wonderful time in the Lord as we are all together here on the podcast called Questions About Heaven. And we talk about the pursuit of heaven, the God of heaven, the book of Revelation. We don't run away from, we run to it, finding wonderful promises for the believer. And so as you're gathering, if this is the first time you've joined me on the podcast, I welcome you, along with our other faithful friends that have been learning, listening, asking questions. You can learn more about the Heaven Tour Ministry. My name's Brad Zockel. I invite you to go over to our website, theheaventour.com, theheaventour.com, and you can find a section on which you can put in keywords and get the videos that go to the scriptures in a pursuit of answering the questions, your questions about heaven, about Christianity, about the Lord Jesus Christ. So many videos have been put up. I believe at the last count, there were a minimum of 400 different videos that were on there on that. And you can also see my traveling schedule as well. Thank you so much for being here, and I am going to be taking us very quickly to a most important series of passages based on something that was said. So I'm going to bypass the regular announcements and get right to our subject on a short but very, very important podcast here. This came up, and it has been kind of hinted at by various people joining my live streams on YouTube or TikTok or maybe even Instagram. But this one came out so blatantly revealing that I decided I was going to stop, change everything, and deal with this one right now. There was a fellow on the comment section of our TikTok comments after I had been talking about the end times and about the joy of salvation in Jesus Christ. Well, some people got talking about salvation, and the comment came up from this one purported to be a Christian. His name is Neil K. 1611, and I'm going to read the quote and get right into it in the short time that we have. He said Jesus was died and was buried and rose on the third day according to the scriptures. Now listen carefully. Quote from him, "Giving my life to him is not required for salvation. Salvation is a free gift. He asks for nothing in return." I'm going to repeat the last phrase because I believe there's a percentage of people listening to this podcast right now that would agree with this person, and I'm going to deal with that with the scriptures on here. He claims that, and I quote, "Giving my life to Jesus is not required for salvation. Salvation is a free gift. He asks for nothing in return." All right? So, this is known among some circles as easy believism. And I want to go to the scripture on this. You're saying all you need to do is just call upon Jesus and then go do whatever you want. If you just say, "I believe in him," and then I can go do whatever I want. Well, let's take a look at the scriptures. What I believe Mr. Neil is quoting here, and maybe taking it to the extreme, is something that we freely will acknowledge. This is true. Salvation is a gift. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I'm going to quote it, and see, since I see that Mr. Neil is a KJ 1611, I will quote from the King James Version so that we can have this clear. Ephesians 2, verse 8, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." However, it's always important to read scriptures in context, because the very next verse talks about the working of this salvation. Listen to verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So as we are coming to Jesus Christ, the very next step is we are his workmanship, created to do good works. Now listen very, very carefully to all my friends. Listen to the importance of our coming to Jesus Christ means we are committing ourselves and giving our life. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Does this sound like you do nothing else, that you do nothing in return? Giving your life is not required for salvation? Well, that doesn't say that here. Mark chapter 8 and verse 34 says the same thing. Let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. That would be giving your life. Luke 9:23, follow me, says Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away, all things become new. There is a definite change in your life. I mean, think about it. If I'm to tell you, you know, once I became married to Jill, I'm going to do the same things I did as a single man. I'm going to go to the same area. I'm not going to go live with her. I've made those vows, and that's good enough, but I'm going to live the life I want to. Think about it if I was adopted. Okay, and then my name becomes those of the adopting family. But I'm going to go live on the streets. I'm going to go do whatever I want. I'm not going to come home nor obey any of the family rules. It doesn't even make sense in the secular world. Why would we claim that this would make sense in something as serious as following someone into eternal life? Follow this, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. If these qualities are in you and are increasing, these things that make us a stronger Christian, they will keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that what we want to be? In just the name, we do nothing else? Well, then Peter says, well, that will make you ineffective, unfruitful. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. What good is it if someone has faith and not works, if they don't show their faith? That's what the whole book of James is about. If you're a Christian, show me. Prove it. It says in there, and I paraphrase, if someone is in need of clothing, shivering from the cold, has need of food, and all you say is, well, be warm and be fed. Okay, what does that mean? Faith without works is dead. This is from James, from the scripture, James chapter 2 and verse 19. I'd say that's very, very clear as we see that here. The repentance, the changing of the life that we see is necessary. Mark 1:15, repent. That means change your life. That does mean in sense, in the clearest sense, giving your life to the Lord. Repent and believe the gospel. Acts 2:38 says the same thing. Repent. This is a change of mind. Metanoeo, a changing of the life, a changing of the soul, a changing of the mind. Acts chapter 11 and verse 18. God has granted, he's talking about the Gentiles now. What has he done? Salvation. How? God has granted repentance that leads to life, a changing of your life. And we see then, we go in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, says the way that people were prior to salvation, the works of the flesh, and it names the listings of the ways that people would go in their pursuit of their own selfishness. But then, continue down in verse 22 and 23, but then here's what happens. Because of salvation, now comes the fruits of repentance, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love and joy and peace. Is this not a change of the heart? It was in my life, whenever I came, from the pursuit of all I wanted to do, the egotism prior to salvation, to starting to understand long-suffering, patience, joy. Yeah, it was a definite change of the life. It would be very, very biblically illiterate to say otherwise here. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, yes, we are given our life through the gift of Jesus Christ, but once again, we are his workmanship, created for good service, good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. We are a new creature. It is a change of life. Let us not be so biblically naive to think otherwise. Mental assent. Matthew chapter 7, there are people that will go about the churchy ways, and the shock of all their lives would be when Jesus says, well, I never knew you. I never knew you. And I remind you of the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. If you follow that, those that are holding on to the word, that are receiving the word, only one out of every four are actually saved, according to Jesus. So how would you know? Because of the fruits, because of what they show in their life. Think about that. There's more I could say, but I'm running out of time here to move on to my live stream. Thank you so much, friends, for listening. Take and look at these scriptures and take them very seriously. God bless you. Take care, and Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.